1988.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
The doctor is in. Dr. Rashid Batar, thank you for being here, my friend. And it's a great way to start the week with you. Advanced Medicine Monday begins now.
It's always good to start the week with you, Robert.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I had an interesting story yesterday. I was at a expo in Orlando. Had a friend from high school come and be part of the show because she had been diagnosed with MS like 14 years ago. And we reconnected a couple of years ago. I simply cleaned up her diet, or she did when I told her what to do. Got her on some supplements, detoxed her, hydrated her. No more MS. I mean, this is the kind of thing that can happen when you do the right thing.
Well, that's really interesting that you brought that up, because I actually reconnected with a buddy of mine who's a podiatrist, a podiatric surgeon,
mm-hmm.
that I have not seen since my first wedding, which was 22 years ago. He was actually in the military with me, and he and another friend of mine that was in the military, they both were at my wedding. We had a military wedding. And so I haven't seen him physically in 22 years, and we just reconnected. His birthday is on Elvis Day, on January the 8th, and so we just connected. I called him to wish him a happy birthday because I thought about it, and I couldn't remember when his birthday was. I just knew it was close to mine.
Right.
And we started talking, and it's something very funny that he said to me. He said, Rashid, you know, I've been following all the stuff that's been happening with you and with the medical boards and all the different things. And he said, I got your book. And again, I haven't talked to this guy. I literally haven't talked to him in probably a decade, but I haven't seen him in 22 years. Very, very good friend of mine, though.
Yes.
And his life got, you know, got in the way, and we've been busy. And he said, I've read your book. And he said, I want to tell you, it profoundly changed me.
Nice.
And he said, I just want to thank you for that, because it's really significantly changed my life, and I can see the benefits now, and I just wanted to thank you. Now, you told me about your high school friend. I'm telling you about this buddy of mine from the military, from med school.
Right.
It's interesting that, you know, people that have been, that we've known for a long time,
mm-hmm.
how our paths, whichever way they went, have now influenced those that were friends of ours. And it's very, very beneficial to for them, in the sense that, you know, they say you can't be a preacher in your own home, yet these people overcame that obstacle that many family and friends won't, because they don't see it as information for what it's worth. They see it as, well, you're my friend, my relative, my son, my daughter, whatever.
Yes.
You know, they don't put emphasis on it.
No, you know, I think about this all those years ago when I made a decision to change my life, not knowing what the future would hold, but kind of feeling I was on the wrong path and changed it and got well, that eventually you're going to find your peers will look at you and say, wait a second, what you did is different and you're well and I'm not. What can I do at this point? And we all have a misery index or a tolerance for pain. For me, of course, at 24, I saw the future and I said, I don't want that. And I made a change. Others now at 48 are making that decision. So we're here for you whenever you make that decision.
Well, I just wanted to put a word out to the people that have actually taken it upon themselves to implement those changes and that have experienced the difference. You know, the credit belongs to them because they actually
right.
made the effort to do so.
Exactly. Not we didn't do it, you didn't do it, I didn't do
we
it.
We didn't do it, exactly.
They applied it, and that's exactly right. Now, if we're going to help folks that sometimes directly ask us questions, sometimes the questions are more than we can actually handle on the air, but this is a good one that came in the other day to the website at robertscottbell.com, and it's from Kelly, and she writes, and she wants your perspective on this, Dr. Bitar, as well. She says, "Hi, Robert, love the show. Unfortunately, my husband recently passed away from metastatic melanoma. He had the best care that conventional oncology medicine could offer." And she put the best in quotes, meaning that she understood that the best care might not have been a good idea. But she says, "I wasn't able to convince him that there is a better way. My question is, since he has passed, my young daughter and I are without insurance." Now, Dr. Bitar, listen to this next line, she says. "I realize that this is a good thing, but what do you do for emergency medical intervention? Should I set up a special account? Also, will I be forced into Obamacare?" And then lastly, she said, "I would really love to hear Dr. Bitar's take on metastatic melanoma. At the time of my husband's death, he had 5 brain tumors, and he was only 38 years old."
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of interesting points about this question that are brought up and things that I think would be applicable to a lot of our listeners, Robert. Let's start with the last portion. Metastatic melanoma, very interesting scenario when we think of the sun causing this problem. And I've taken care of 6 metastatic melanoma patients now. I believe it's 6. And all of them, all cases, there were, I think, 2 women and 4 men. It's 3 women and 4 men, so 7 cases. But what's interesting is the places where they had the melanoma arise were the area, there was no way that sun could get to it. I mean, one woman had it, she had melanoma of the clitoris. Another woman had it underneath, she had very pendulous breasts, and it was underneath her breast, but there was, even if she was out in a bikini, it would have been covered up by the bikini. And the other woman had it, she was an obese woman, she had it on the gluteal cleft, right on her bottom, where, again, she had
it's where they say the
skin hanging over. There was,
it's where they say they say the sun don't shine there.
Exactly. And the men had a similar type of situation. There is a young man who was 29 when I took care of him, and he presented with metastatic melanoma. He had gone to the Cleveland Clinic, and I don't remember, they gave him a year or so. And he's, I believe, 34, maybe he's 35 now. And he's a professional golfer. And I think, Robert, you've met him, actually, at one of the advanced medicine seminars. I'm not 100% sure. Do you remember meeting Chris?
I have a vague memory of it because you mentioned the golf, and that's what came back to mind, so I'm pretty sure I have.
Right. Well, Chris had it on his ankle, very low down on his ankle, and that was covered by socks all the time. Plus, he usually wore long pants, but even if he wore short pants, it was still covered by socks. So, again, how does sunlight have to do with
well, how does it cause melanoma when all of these melanoma cases were happening in areas where the sun don't shine? Just going to say it.
Exactly. In fact, sunscreen, the use of sunscreen, and we want to get into this right now, but the use of sunscreen blocking the absorption of calcium, vitamin D, causes a huge cascade of cancer, and that's another whole topic, you know, we can talk about for a couple of hours. But the point is that it's not the sun aspect that causes melanoma. Mm-hmm. In fact, probably quite the other. It's probably lack of sunlight that.
Right. I would argue that, you know, exposure to sunlight may prevent it, if anything.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because that helps with the uptake of calcium through the gut and vitamin D synthesis, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, we won't talk about all those details. The point is that if she wants to see what my take on melanoma is, she can go to medicalrewind.com and scroll down on the video section to the last video.
Yeah, we have we have that linked up, obviously, every week when Dr. Bitar is with us, and you can go right to Medical Rewind. Most folks go there to get the shows they may have missed, but there's a whole lot of other great information there, including videos. And there is one in particular, as you mentioned, a patient with metastatic melanoma who is alive and well today, and the link if you go into the video section, it's the first thing you see. You just scroll down within that area to all the way to the bottom, and you'll see that that video there that you can play. And so, Kelly, I think that'll give you some insight. And anybody out there that's interested in that particular subject definitely would get a lot of help by hearing that story, the, you know, the real-life story of someone who's lived through it.
Right, and he's done very well. I mean, he knows that he'll never have an issue with that again because he took care of it at its source. And Chris is a great inspiration to many people. He's become a very good friend. And he actually, Robert, if you recall, I told you about a story about a man who brought me his father who had cancer. Mm-hmm. Well, it's very often that the father would bring the son in after the father's gone through a trial and tribulation. But in this case, it was a son that had gone through treatment first, and then his father got cancer. I talked with the father. Father decided he was going to go a different route. A couple of years later, he came back. Unfortunately, it was too late. He did well, but it was still a little bit too late, and he did not make it. But it was an interesting journey for Chris and for me, and we both learned a lot. And it's just, when you know him as an individual, you see what an inspiration he is and how he lives his life. You talk about the right mindset. This guy, you know, told... He was at the Cancun retreat that we had. He came there.
Nice.
And I was very fortunate that I had a number of patients that had been treated for cancer in the past, that I had treated for cancer in the past, that were there. And it was remarkable because how they realized, and other doctors that were in attendance realized, the mindset, the way a person thinks, how critical it is to the success of this. So when you see two patients that have never met each other before, both having gone through our treatment, both having cancers, different types, and you see them connect because they're so like-minded. It was more than fascinating. It was really, really, it lifted my heart to a different place. It was really, really a great thing to witness and be a part of. And even the doctors came up to me afterwards and said, now I understand, you know, this, why you talk about the mind, how important it is, how you think, and that emotional toxicity, the fifth toxicity, the emotional psychological aspect of it. But Chris, met with a couple of the other patients, and the same type of thing, you know, they're also phenomenal in the way they think and the way they are. But Chris and this other, the other couple of patients that I'm thinking of, they all have one commonality, and that was that they were so grateful for having gone through cancer. And now, how can you sit there and think about how, you know, when people get cancer, that's the last thing to think. They usually think, why me? Well, these three people that I'm thinking of right now, the common element between their course of treatment was how grateful they were for the journey that they'd gone through, because it has dramatically changed their life. And they're not talking about the cancer, they're talking about cancer changed their life, and based on other aspects, it's literally changed their life.
We've got a little long, I apologize. We're going to come back. This is a topic that's not going to stop here, so stick around. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-877-437-3737 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Once again, go check it out, Medical Rewind. We were talking about Chris, a patient of Dr. Batar's who overcame metastatic melanoma. And, you know, it definitely brought me back to the nine steps to keep the doctor away, because you talk about the emotional toxicity. When you said Chris had the perfect mindset or the right mindset for recovery, because you can do everything great or almost perfectly, physically, et cetera, and, you know, you miss that emotional aspect of it and you still lose the battle, if we can call it that. But the idea of gratitude for the experience, I agree. People who overcome, and not just cancer, but very serious challenges to their life, and make, let's say, not only a bold statement, but, you know, literally a bold life example, they have a new reason for being, a new reason for living. And I am equally, if not more so, grateful for all those that are willing to speak out like Chris did in that video, because it inspires others, like my friend from high school, to come on my show yesterday to say, this is my story. This is what my diagnosis was. These are the drugs they gave me. Nothing worked. And then I changed my diet. Then I supplemented. Then I detoxed. Then all these things. And now it's possible for somebody else with MS to say, well, maybe I can go a different route as well.
Absolutely, Robert. And this is the reason that I say it's so absurd to try to hit the disease process, the cancer or the MS or whatever it is, because that's like hitting the dashboard of your car with a flashing light with a sledgehammer trying to get rid of the cancer or the MS or whatever the case is.
Right.
It's nothing more than a symptom, and understanding that is the first step in achieving success over it. And I want to go on to just say that one of the things that is so difficult to deal with in medicine is that emotional psychological aspect. I know we're going on a tangent here that we probably weren't supposed to go on, Robert,
but it's a good one.
This emotional psychological aspect, I can tell you that you can turn the cancer off. I have done it before. I have two different cases of this where we have shown where the family members were agreed after the patient passed on to go ahead and do an autopsy, which, you know, patients usually don't want to do. The families don't want to do that. They know person had cancer. What's the point of doing an autopsy? We know it's going to be cancer. There's no reason to, you know, spend that money. But they These two families agreed. One was in 1998, one was in 2000. They agreed. And we found, because it was impossible for me to believe that these people had cancer anymore after what we'd done, what everything that we'd seen. And both families, after we got the autopsy results, there was no evidence of cancer, and yet they died exactly when the oncologist had told them that they were going to die. They said, basically, you have 6 months to live, 9 months to live, and patients died exactly when they were told they were going to die, within like a week or two, plus or minus.
Mm-hmm.
But this emotional, psychological aspect, I believe that is where they got tied up. Now, there are so many different things out there to deal with the emotional, psychological aspect. You've got Psy-K, and you've got tapping techniques and emotional release techniques, hypnosis, you've got biofeedback, you've got, you know, all these different components, and I have tried everything. I mean, the number theories and all these different components, I can't even tell you how many, probably over 100 different things that I've tried with patients. And I can tell you there's only one thing that I have found, and it is so unbelievably effective. It is so far beyond anything else that I have ever seen. And I think it's probably one of the most significant advances in medicine, healthcare, in wellness, in every aspect over the last 50 years. And I've lectured for this company a couple times on their technology. But it's called Evox.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more than fascinated with it. We've got a way now that we can actually treat people remotely. It is so significant, and you can see the difference in an individual usually within 24 hours, sometimes even right there within a few minutes. The body is controlled by two different brains, as you know, Robert. One is a subconscious and one is a conscious. The subconscious has a much greater impact on how we operate, and we don't realize that. There's so many different things that the subconscious is controlling, like you don't think about how when you're walking and when you're breathing and your heart beating or anything like that. The subconscious is controlling all of that. So the conscious mind controls 2,000 bits of data per second. It's processing 2,000 bits of data per second, whereas the subconscious basically processes over 400 million data points per second. So which one do you think is more significant, the 2,000 bits per second versus the 400 million bits per second? obviously the 400 million, right?
Yeah.
So this component, sometimes we think that we can overcome it with positive thinking or this or that. It's impossible because it's ingrained not only within us, but it's the miasmatic component, you know, the generational component that's having an impact on us. And this technology essentially goes back and rewires everything, reprograms everything effortlessly. And once it's done, and the person can see a difference. It's truly one of the most fascinating things. Unfortunately, I do believe it is dependent upon who the user is, because I've had one of my staff members doing it, and they weren't getting the same results as I started getting when I did it with my patients. In fact, now,
that's right,
I do, this is the only treatment that I do in my own office for my own patients personally.
Well, maybe we can get somebody on to talk about the technique. I'm always fascinated as well. Again, we've encountered many of the same or similar techniques out there. I'm always open to learning some more things that can help some folks. So let's take a break here. We're going to continue with Advanced Medicine Monday, the Medical Rewind with Dr. Roshan Bitar right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back. You're just joining us. It is Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar, international bestseller. You know it, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, including we talked about emotional toxicity and the psychological elements, components of disease, including cancer. And that's where we just were. You were talking about this new technique. Can you spell out that technique as well? What is it, the name?
Yeah, it's EVOX, E-V-O-X. And it's one of those things that I believe I made a mistake, Robert, in this last segment. I said it's dependent on the user. I meant on the operator.
Okay.
Because there are different ways of doing it. It's kind of like a chef having all the ingredients and one chef is being phenomenal and the other person having the same ingredients but can't create the same thing the chef has. So I do think it is dependent somewhat on the operator, but sure, it is a phenomenal technique. And I've actually had the technology in my office for 2.5 years, but in the last few months, while using it myself and realizing how to basically put it together,
mm-hmm,
getting results that I would have not anticipated could be possible.
Very good. Yeah, and you know, we've encountered a lot of technologies, electroacupuncture, according to Vol, the AV. Our friend Jim Hover uses a lot of that. But you can have somebody that doesn't understand a lick about those things, and, you know, it may or may not be helpful to you. So it is a matter of somebody really immersed in what it can do and how to do it and facilitating it appropriately.
Very well said, Robert. That's exactly the point, because energetically, if an individual who's operating the device is not open to it, then they can actually have a significant impact in preventing the benefit coming across to the person who's undergoing the treatment. So I have actually seen this a number of times, and if we have time at the end, maybe we can talk about what happened with my office manager and her experience with some of this technology when I had a Chinese Eastern medicine PhD using the device, and her belief system actually intervening with what we found. So
yeah. Well, the power of belief, very, very real. We don't doubt that at all. We've had Bruce Lipton, Dr. Lipton, many times on the program over the years, and he's put it out there in ways that even the scientific community should understand the reality of that. But, you know, going back to Kelly's question that we opened up today with, she made some rather significant points, and you could see the depth of what she said, coming through a tragedy, losing her husband to the metastatic melanoma. And she acknowledged the danger, basically, I assume, of having good or the best care, because it didn't help her husband. And then her concern for, you know, what should we do with what I perceive to be an appropriate place for insurance, with acute care, trauma care, unexpected catastrophe loss, versus will I be roped into Obamacare? I mean, those are some deep thought questions.
Yeah, they are. And actually, I think it's very important to understand that when you're dealing with emergency medical intervention, it is against the law for any hospital to turn anybody away when it comes to an acute emergency. So honestly, you really don't have to worry about that. You don't need to get insurance for that, from my perspective, because then if you did, God forbid, need that, and you go to the hospital afterwards to settle your bill, you will find that they will give you over a 50% discount for paying cash anyway.
Yes, yes.
So and I've had that experience when my son was born. My oldest son, Abby, was born. The health insurance aspect, that if we had health insurance, with our deductible, would have cost more than what it cost me by just writing him out a check. In fact, my youngest, Rahan, when he was born, I didn't have insurance. I just paid the hospital. And we got like a 40%, 45% discount for prepaying.
You know, and I've told this story. We approached a hospital when my second was born. And, you know, they told us the price of, you know, an insurance covered birth, and they said 12 grand. I mean, I remember the numbers. And I said, okay, well, what if we pay cash? 3 grand. So it was a 75% discount if you paid cash. That's how much garbage is built into the system, to have to overcharge you by 75% in order for them to cover their costs and maybe make a little.
Actually, Robert, now that you're saying that, I remember with Abby, when they asked me how I was going to settle the bill since I didn't have insurance. Well, I'm sorry, she asked me for insurance information. I said, I don't have any insurance. I'm going to pay with cash.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, well, if you pay in 15 days, it's a 40% discount. And I laughed, and I said, oh, 40% discount. And, I mean, I was already reaching for my credit card. And I said, well, what happens if I don't wait 14 days and pay now?
Right.
I just, not expecting, you know, 40% discount. You got 40% discount.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, well, if you pay right now, if you pay within, I think it was 48 hours, you get a 60% discount, and I paid right then.
Yeah, so we're saying this is the thing that most people aren't aware of when they say, oh, my gosh, it's a disaster, we don't have an insurance. Now, to her point as well, Kelly asked about, should I have some kind of savings thing, you know, medical savings account, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, that's fine, because you may have things come up that you'll want to cover in this way. But the idea that you should cover through this insurance scheme everything for everyone all the time, it leads to disasters, including what I consider to be the tragedy of the loss of her husband, who she tried to convince there might be a better way than going through traditional oncology.
Because that's really what happens. If you have insurance, you are going to be pushed into a scenario, whether you want to or not, you are going to only be able to utilize those funds that you've been paying premiums for months, years, decades, only on a certain route that they believe is the correct route. You will not have the flexibility or the liberty or the freedom to choose the course of treatment. Now, I do want to make sure, Robert, that we are very careful what we say here about the Obamacare aspect of the special account, because honestly,
right,
it's so unknown what it's going to entail. We just know it's not going to work. But the special account aspect, I don't know whether they'll be penalized for that. I know that there are penalties. The Obamacare aspect, if people really want to know what the truth is, you need to go ahead and Google it and start looking at what the truth behind Obamacare is. It has nothing to do with healthcare. It's actually more to do with the IRS.
Yeah, yeah.
And with, you know, basically the penalties of not participating in Obamacare are actually going to be enforced by the IRS. And those penalties are quite significant. And so I don't know whether having a special account would allow a person to bypass Obamacare or not. They may just tax that, because there's a, if you don't participate in Obamacare as a patient, I believe that it's quite a bit, it's quite a heavy penalty, isn't it? Like 20, I don't remember.
Well, it depends on the bracket you're in. Certainly there are a lot of folks that can't afford even the premiums that they're saying are so inexpensive. Of course, they'll be subsidized, but by who? Because the young people are not buying in. So I think one of the easier predictions is that it will fail ultimately, and that there will be a resurgence in what they'll call black market medicine, but will be real healing, because it will be doctors and patients once again working together directly, and there will be very little third party interference at that point, because they won't be able to pay for that infrastructure.
Right, and see, we haven't participated with any type of insurance, Medicare, or private insurance even for that matter, since 2000. So we've been insurance-free for 14 years now.
Yeah, so, you know, you've been leading the way in that. I do not participate in anything that I believe is a violation of my, you know, religious beliefs. And I think that, you know, participating in that system, which is would just as soon kill you or more likely kill you than heal you, is an abomination. And, you know, I don't believe anybody should volunteer for it, although I know how they play it in that system. So it is, I mean, these are deep questions from Kelly, and coming off of a trauma like, you know, losing her husband the way she did, I take seriously those questions. But I see the rise of, you know, people opting out altogether. I mean, and that it will ultimately be unenforceable.
Well, I think it's already shown that it's not going to work. In fact, there's so much misinformation right now. There was something about California, how all the doctors are participating in Obamacare, and yet the truth of the matter is, and I think they had the president of Aetna on that was talking about the benefits of integrative medicine, and
right.
I believe it was that same segment, I may be mistaken, but they said something like 65% of doctors in mm-hmm. California have already stated publicly they are not going to participate, and yet their names are being put on the participating doctors list, and these doctors are outraged because they've already said we're not participating, and they want their names taken off these lists. So there seems to be, again, this, the misinformation that's being perpetuated by the media about the popularity of this program and how
yeah.
doctors are going to be participating. I don't know why they picked California to give the quotes, but that's where the numbers came in, that over 65% of the doctors
right.
in California that were supposedly going to be participating are refusing to participate.
Incredible, that is. Now, your wife, Deb, sent us a story about Target cutting health coverage for part-time workers, citing Obamacare. Of course, it's going to overload the system, because I've reported on this since the beginning with Super Don's help. We've been following this. The numbers of kids, we call them kids, but the 20-somethings that are critical to fund this whole thing, they're not participating. They don't want to. They know better, and they see it through. They're seeing through it for whatever reason. So there's no way this is going to be feasible unless they come in with, you know, guns ablaze and forcing people in, young people especially, because they're the ones that are supposed to support the whole system. So I just don't see a feasibility for this thing to continue much longer. I don't know when, but I'm just telling you, it's just the math doesn't add up.
Well, here's what really doesn't add up. It hasn't even launched yet, and they've already appropriated $500 million, $500 million to hire new IRS agents to enforce it. So when you don't even have a plan that started yet, and you have to enforce it by spending $500 million,
yeah.
It kind of gives you, you know, it gives you what the writing on the wall is.
Yeah, it's lost. Again, if their only way to do this is to bring in more gunslingers, so to speak, all the while they want to, you know, eliminate the guns for those who want to use medical marijuana in Illinois. This was an interesting story. Illinois, where they're saying, well, yeah, we'll consider medical marijuana, but if you sign up to get it, we're going to rescind your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. In the meantime, people who drink alcohol are just fine to carry arms. So that's where the violence is fueled. You don't see street gangs smoking weed and going out and hurting people. They're back home eating munchies and watching TV.
Very good point.
So that's the crazy world we're living in, Dr. Vitar. We're just observing it and then helping people heal from it the best way we can.
Still a good time, though. I'm very excited about the times that we're in right now, because whatever's going to happen is definitely needed and is going to, after everything settles down, it's going to be a much better place, much better world for everybody.
Yeah, it'll be better, and there'll be a lot less Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola flowing. And this is another story I think Deb found, or you found, from a friend who sent this about the FDA may or may not be acknowledging the danger of caramel coloring in soft drinks.
Yep, exactly. And it's interesting that the FDA's own website states that 4-MEI, based on the available information, the FDA has no reason to believe that there's any immediate or short-term danger presented by 4-MEI at the levels expected in food from the use of caramel coloring. And as you had said during one of the breaks, Robert, it's interesting, immediate or short-term. What about medium and long-term is what my concern was, and you said nobody gets cancer by eating something that immediately has cancer. That's exactly right. So they're not talking about the medium or long-term consequences, which is exactly what would lead to something that would be highly carcinogenic, i.e. cancer. That's what we'd be concerned about, the intermediate and long-term, not the short-term and the immediate term.
Well, let's pick that apart when we come back. We'll wrap up Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Vitar. This is a fascinating discussion now, moving into the FDA's acknowledgement of what they don't want you to know.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Yes, I admit it. I was the Coca-Cola kid. I went to Coca-Cola University. I drank this stuff. I don't know, Dr. Pittard, did you drink sodas growing up as much as I did? I mean, it was part of my DNA.
Actually, I did, but I was not so much a Coca-Cola drinker. I used to drink Sprite. I drank a lot of Sprite, even through my military career and working especially in the emergency rooms. I used to drink a six-pack of Sprite in a shift.
Wow. Yeah, no, I do remember that. I think that was made by Coca-Cola. But here you have this, and as you were, we were just talking about this. This is 4-methylimidazole, and that's why you say 4-MEI as it's being listed here. And we have the story linked up through the popular media, but then when you link through to the FDA's own website, that's where it gets interesting. Because as Dr. Pittar referenced, they are, you know, acknowledging something that there's no reason to believe that there is any immediate or short-term danger presented. Immediate or short-term danger presented that in the levels expected to be used as caramel coloring in food and soft drinks. But does anybody besides us, Dr. Pittar, see that as a problem? Okay, you don't die from it. You don't get cancer from it today or tomorrow. But what about long-term? Nothing mentioned at all. I think that's the game they play because they realize that feeds into the system that everybody thinks they need. What if I get cancer? That's why we need Obamacare, because who can afford to pay for cancer treatment? And then we get Kelly writing in and saying it was a disaster because they had the insurance to pay for it because it likely contributed to the death of her husband.
Yeah, it's a big scam that's being fed by another scam that's feeding into another scam. And, you know, you got the insurance scam and you've got the drug scam, and you've got the, you know, one scam upon the other scam. So it's interesting that I had a patient, actually a very wealthy patient, that dropped all his insurance. This was, I think, 2 years after he'd been a patient of ours, and he'd recovered, and his challenges, I think he had a couple of different health issues, and he was doing a lot better, and he basically canceled all his insurance because previously he would submit his test results to the insurance company, apparently, and then he told one of my staff members that asked him for the information. And he said, I don't have insurance anymore. And my staff member told me this afterwards. He said that he had calculated out what he would spend. And with what he was spending in the clinic on basic preventive program now, because he'd already achieved the success that he had wanted to, now he knew that the importance of keeping up with it. He said that if he spent the money that an insurance premium required would be more than what he was going to be spending in the clinic for his preventive maintenance program. And to him, it was much more of an insurance policy to do the maintenance program he was doing in our clinic and his exercise program and his, you know, prevention program with a couple of supplements and all the other aspects, how he was eating, than ever relying on insurance. He said, look, it's one, going to work better. I already feel better. And why am I going to spend more money on paying the premium when I'm going to spend less money taking care of this type of situation? And he did get a policy for acute trauma, but it had like a $10,000 deductible, because if you, God forbid, are in a trauma situation, it's going to be, you know, $50,000, $200,000. So he got something with a high deductible, but nothing for office visits and drug plans and this and that. And he's done wonderful. I mean, that was over 10 years ago. And I think I see him maybe once a year. He comes in and, you know, he really, last couple of times he came in and he just shot the bull with me.
Yeah, that's great. And the irony, of course, there is that he'll likely get fined by Obamacare for not buying a Cadillac plan, or as they call it. And, you know, the freedom to decide, oh, my gosh, my best insurance is not having that kind of insurance. Just as I said, you know, the most dangerous thing you can have in America is good health insurance, which still shocks some people. But Kelly, God bless you, Kelly. You get it. You understand. And that's what we're here to do, is to provide a path through this mess, even if the government doesn't want you to know about it, because we believe that their permission is not required. Now, what you do with that is up to you. But bless you for acknowledging and asking the right questions.
Yeah, that was a great question. In fact, our whole show has actually been revolved around her question.
Yeah, it really, Kelly, thank you. You stimulated a terrific hour of discussion with Dr. Raja Batar here. And, you know, one of the things you can do to keep paying it forward, if you're able to, and that goes to everybody listening, is, quite honestly, get the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. Has it helped Dr. Batar's physician friend to live differently? These are basic principles we're all sharing, not just on the air. That's the one thing. We don't turn it off the air and go, well, okay, now we don't, what are we talking? This is our life. This is what we do.
Yeah, and actually, that friend of mine, he really is a great friend, always lived a healthy life. His name is Dr. Darren Barra. So if anybody needs a good podiatrist in Alabama, that's where he's at.
All right, a southern podiatrist. He'll take care of you there. Excellent. Well, we've about wrapped up another great episode of Advanced Medicine Monday, Dr. Batar, and I appreciate you very much. And we'll look forward to connecting next week again. We've got my mom's 80th birthday this week. She's not on any drugs, and she's being fined because she doesn't want any prescription drugs through Medicare Part D. So she knows.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Tell her happy birthday for me.
I will. She loves you. And all we got to say now is the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.